Hey, Sacred Queens. So today I want to talk about a topic that has really been on my mind lately. And I noticed that our culture is obsessed with this bad bitch identity. Like, everybody wants to be a bad bitch. Everybody is calling themselves either the baddest bitch or savage, saying that they are more than average, or, you know, they're just claiming to be these bad bitches. Like, everybody uses that term bad bitch to define themselves. It's normally used in a manner to identify somebody who, as they say, is on her shit, handles her business, keeps herself put together, wears expensive clothes, keeps her hair done, her nails done, many times she does have an attitude, doesn't take anything from anybody, you know. But my quarrel with this whole bad bitch thing is, why are we even calling ourselves bad bitches? Like, I am not a bad bitch. I don't refer to myself as a bad bitch or a savage. I don't consider myself as the shit either. You know, like, these terms are just so degrading and are so average. I feel like if somebody calls themselves a bad bitch, then they are average, you know, because they are just trying to be like what the world considers to be somebody who's outstanding. You know, it's like you're wanting to stand out, you're wanting to be different by calling yourself the baddest bitch, but at the same time you're still fitting in because you're still trying to be what this world says that somebody who is worth paying attention to is. You know, you're just trying to put your own little twist on it, you know. And you know, if you think about these songs, like Webby's Bad Bitch, and there are all types of songs. Trina has one. There are so many songs where people are giving their definition of what a bad bitch is, and women calling themselves bad bitches, or that they're the baddest bitch, and this and that. And I don't know where this whole bad bitch thing even come from, or why is this something that people strive so hard to be? Like, why are we trying so hard to be bad bitches? Like, why do we pride ourselves in being bad bitches? And it's so funny to me because the more I think about what this all means, this whole bad bitch idea, you know, the more and more I see how this world wants to put us in a box, how society tries to put people in boxes and define who you are according to how you look, what's your occupation, and certain personal things about you. Like, I've heard songs say, if you don't have your own car, your own house, that you are not a bad bitch. Or, you know, you have to have certain expensive things to be a bad bitch. You always have to have this and that done to be a bad bitch. You know, certain personality traits, you know, and things like that. And it's like, so you're telling me that if a woman had a situation where, let's just say, something happened in her life that kind of threw her off, right? So she's no longer important or relevant or significant, because in society, that's what a bad bitch is. Somebody who's worthy of attention or the type of respect that they want to give you, like the level of recognition that they feel like you deserve. So basically what you're saying is, a woman who may fall on hard times, she's not a bad bitch anymore, because you know, maybe she has to go back home and stay with her mom for a little while because something happened in her life. Or maybe you know, heck, I don't know, maybe her financial situation changed. So does that mean she's no longer important or relevant? She likes to thrift. You know, does that mean she's not important or relevant? Because this is what they say a bad bitch is. A bad bitch is somebody who's worthy of recognition and important, right? And my whole thing with this bad bitch thing, like, that is so degrading and disrespectful. I am not a bad bitch. You're not going to call me a bitch and try to wrap a compliment around it. Like, calling me bad, first of all, I don't need nobody else to call me bad. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody else to validate and assert me and say that I am who I am. I know who I am. And a lot of people claim like this song is their anthem. These bad bitch songs are their anthems. And I've even read comments under these videos that talk about what a bad bitch is. I've seen people say, well, yeah, this is the black woman's anthem, or this is every girl's anthem, you know, we are bad bitches, or this song is talking about me, you know, or I am the baddest bitch and this and that and the other. And it's just like, people really succumb to this, people really subscribe to this identity, you know, like they really identify with this, and this makes them feel like they are up to par. Like, people really use these songs and these definitions that society comes up with. People really use these definitions to define them and tell them whether or not they made it, or tell them whether or not they are enough. Like, I'm not gonna let society tell me that I am worthy of recognition or important by using this term bad bitch to tell me if I got it or not. Like, first of all, I don't want to be called a bad bitch, because I'm not a bitch. A bitch is degrading. That's disrespectful. That's not who I am. I don't want to even fit in the category that so many want to be in. Like, everybody's in this pool of trying to be the baddest bitch. Like, don't even put me in that category. I don't even fit in that category. No, I am not a bad bitch. Okay, that is so disrespectful. And a lot of these guys who call women bad bitches, they are not high quality men. These guys who call women bad bitches, they are not high quality men. They're usually low level dusties who are disrespectful and don't value women enough to call her by her name. They call women bitches and hoes. So that right there in and of itself is enough for me to look at that as not a compliment. Like, that is not a compliment for me. That is not something that I aspire to be. And then what's so bad about it, this whole bad bitch obsession that our culture has, it pits women against each other, because now you have women competing to be the baddest. You have women looking at other women and saying, oh, well, she's not bad because she doesn't have the shoes that society says a bad bitch is supposed to have. She doesn't have her hair done like society says a bad bitch is supposed to have her hair. Because when you think about it, when you think of the phrase bad bitch, when you think of the term bad bitch, what do you think about exactly? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Women look at each other and judge each other based on what society says a bad bitch is. And we look at another woman and say, oh, well, that bitch ain't even bad, you know, or she thinks she's the shit, or she thinks she's this and that, or who she's supposed to be. She's walking around like she's a bad bitch or something. So we see another confident woman, and because society has told us that a bad bitch, or only a bad bitch can have confidence, or somebody who has all these qualities that society says makes a woman bad, only these type of people should be happy about who they are, or only these type of people can walk with their head held high. We tend to look at women who don't have the things that society says a bad bitch is, and we expect them to hold their head down. Kind of reminds me of where this whole be humble, sit down culture came from. It's like, you don't have what society says you're supposed to have in order to be relevant, so you need to sit down and be humble. And so we look at other women and we judge them based off of the qualifications that society has mapped out and says how you're supposed to look and be and act in order to be considered bad. I've just come to the conclusion that I don't aspire to be a bad bitch. I'm not a bad bitch. Saying that you're a bad bitch means that you have put yourself in that regular category of what most aspire to be. Put yourself in that group that everybody wants to be in. Everybody wants to be a bad bitch. Everybody wants to be a boss bitch. Everybody wants to be the baddest bitch, right? Everybody wants to be a savage. you know. And so by calling themselves a savage, they think they're better than average. And it's just like, this is what fuels the competition and keeps the competition going. And it's just so stupid to me. It's really so stupid. So no, I'm not a bad bitch. I don't aspire to be a bad bitch. I'm not going to allow society to measure me by its standards and measuring me according to what they have come up with to say a woman is able to be confident or worthy of recognition or admiration. You know, number one, I don't need anybody else's admiration or recognition, right? And so this all just made me think about how this world tries so hard to make us dependent on its definition of what beauty is and what being relevant is and what being somebody who's important or worthy of respect is. Like, society really, really tries so hard to tell us who we are and tell us who we aren't, you know? And it's just like, I'm done with it. I'm out of that. I don't aspire to be a bad bitch. You have guys looking at women like, she not even bad. Like, how she so confident? She ain't even bad. Like, look at her nails. Her nails ain't done. Look at the shoes she have on. You ain't bad. You know, look at what kind of car you driving. You ain't bad. You know, look at the clothes. You ain't bad. Look at your hair. You ain't bad. So what is bad? Okay, bad to you. You just because you've come up with this idea of what bad is or what beautiful is doesn't mean I have to subscribe to that. Just because you have come up with this identity of what a woman who should be happy with herself should look like, or who is qualified to feel good about herself should look like, doesn't mean I have to subscribe to that. Like, to hell with that. You are not going to tell me what I have to look like or what I have to be to feel good about myself. Like, get out of here. Like, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So, like, I'm just so over the whole bad bitch identity, the whole bad bitch perception, persona, the whole bad bitch attitude, the whole bad bitch identity. The whole bad bitch identity is just so tired and through with me. Like, it's time out for being a bad bitch. Like, bad bitches get treated like bitches, because many times a bad bitch is somebody who thinks that they have haters, thinks everybody is against them, is in competition with other people. And it's like, I just don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. I would rather be secure in who I am, loving myself, lifting up other women, being confident in myself, no matter how much what I have costs, what I look like. You know, I'm beautiful no matter what I have on, no matter how much what I have costs. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let society tell me that I have to have this and be this way and do this and that and the third to be considered beautiful or to feel good about myself. Like, get out of here, you know? And so it just feels so good to be free. You know, I don't want to be a bad bitch. I'm a queen. I'm royalty. I am sacred. I am a goddess. I am set apart. You know what I mean? That describes me. Something this world has no idea about. Something this world, it's not popular to be what society is not talking about. So I don't want to be in that category of being a bad bitch, because that would mean I'm average. I take pride in not calling myself a bad bitch, and I am not offended if somebody doesn't consider me a bad bitch, because I am more than a bad bitch, okay? I am a true queen. I am a goddess. I am royalty. You feel me?